And you know what? That link is on Bellegarde's page. We'll post it on social media, but it's a lot easier. When you took out all the tracking numbers, it's just Bellegarde.com/grill. Bellegarde.com/grill.
I did put it up there to post a little later because it is a, yeah, I just had to work out a little bit.
It's a good offer.
It is a good offer. And you get to see all the beautiful, when you go there, you get to see all the beautiful things that they put in. Hey, George called and had to hang up. He had a question for you about supercooling.
Okay, can we take Ken first?
Oh,
and
sure.
And then we'll get to George and supercooling. Ken, good morning. Looks like you're calling from Tucson.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your public service for all you do for Arizona. I've listened to you for many years.
Thank you, Ken.
Here's my question, so I'll try to make it brief. The house, it's a one-story, single-level, flat roof that's been aluminum coated since the beginning. It was built in 1987.
Okay.
I've owned it 16 years. I've recoated it every 3 to 5 years. I've had, I tend to overzealous when it comes to looking at people. First, I get an idea of what it educates me as I talk to people. So half the people, I've probably seen about 10 people.
Okay.
Half the people say the roof, even though it's old, is in good condition. A few little glips we can work on, and we can recoat it.
Okay.
The other half say it's 33 years old. It doesn't look like it's in bad shape, but you should re-roof it. In addition to that, on the side, last year, just for experience, I called other insurance companies where I have my car and home together. Mm-hmm. Two or three of them said, if it's a 33-year-old roof, we won't insure the property.
Oh, interesting. That's a perspective I've never heard. Well,
yeah,
Ken,
I didn't argue with him. I did say it's been recoded and recoded and recoded, you know. But that's in the back of my mind because if and when I sell the house, I don't want to have to do the recoat, which is in the range of $3,000 to $6,000.
Right.
And then have to spend the range of $10,000 to $15,000 for a re-roof because the inspector says, well, it's 33 or 34 years old.
There you go. Okay, Ken, here's my take on that. You've gotten the economic life out of your roof. Now, I will tell you this. The Old Pueblo, Tucson, Arizona, is the roof cap, the roof coating capital of the world. Okay? They invented roof coatings in Tucson, and they've learned how to use them very, very well. I would tell you to contact, you've had 10 roofers there already. I would tell you to contact the Rosie Certified Roofers, have them do a detailed look and analysis on it. You can get another 10 years out of that roof the way you have maintained it to date, would be my guess. But 33 years is about the end of your rope on durability and longevity.
It's been beat by the sun so much that walking up there to try and do more repairs to it, you could be, you know, creating cracks in the membrane surface.
Yeah. But he's consistently recoated. So it's got several layers of recoat over the top. It's one of the reasons he's gotten the 30 years out of it. I will tell you this, Kim. If you'll get a couple Rosie certified contractors out there and get their proposals, I'll get with you off air during the week. I'll look at your home from satellite images. We'll look the proposals over. And I'll tell you what I would do if it was my house. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do, but I'll tell you what I'll do if it was my house. So let's plan on visiting next week. If the 10 roofers you haven't got yet aren't Rosie certified, get a hold of them. Have them take a look at it. West Coast Roofing, Lions Roofing. And let's see what their analysis is. We appreciate the call, Ken. And again, we appreciate the kind words about the show and the family. Thank you very much. That's very humbling. We've got Daniel in Phoenix. Daniel, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on, buddy. We're not going to be able to get you before we got a break for bottom of the hour news. But on the topic of staycations, I do want to throw this one thing out. usually no availability for at least a year in advance. I got a notice, room availability at the north rim of the Grand Canyon between now and October. This would be a great staycation. Room availability on the north rim. That just doesn't happen.